Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele running things behind the scenes. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, it's covered the Saints for, I'm going to say, over 20 years. I mean, you maybe can correct me on that, but I think I'm right on that. From New Orleans.football, Mike Triplett. Michael, great to have you on with us this afternoon.
I think I probably am like on the 20th anniversary, like today. No, I did the draft.
Oh,
so at some point during this year, I've hit 20. This will be my 21st season.
Hey, how about that? Every once in a while, you can throw the dart and it hits the centerpiece. So, Mike, we hadn't had you on since the draft, and I always look at this. Anything you get past the third round. I think it's sort of a lanyard situation. You're trying to find role players. Every once in a while, you can find your starter. And sometimes, man, I look at how the Eagles are pieced together and the Chiefs, and people say, well, they spent all kind of money in free agency. My thing is, where? The Chiefs ain't done that. All I know is the Eagles, yes, they did go out and spend a lot of money for Saquon Barkley, and it certainly has paid off for them. They did make the trade for A.J. Brown when – and then general manager of the Titans, John Robinson, told me, I ain't paying $20 million to no receiver. Well, today, $20 million, I mean, come, that's kind of chump change for
the
a top
blew
receiver.
Blew past that number.
Oh, and fast. But how these teams are built mainly is through the draft. And I look at it this way. If in year one with Kellen Moore, teams don't like to use the R word. It's the dirtiest word in sports, rebuild. They'll use reset, readjust, all this stuff, but they don't use that word rebuild. But you can see this is a rebuilding football team. If you've hit on grabbing your starting left tackle and a starting quarterback in rounds one and two, you have hit big in round one if that turns out to be the case.
Well, I mean, that's a huge if, right? And it's especially the second round pick. I mean, you better hit with the ninth pick in the draft, and it's the first time in 17 years the Saints have had a top 10 pick. So it hasn't happened often for this team, but you can't miss on that one. And look, there's been a lot of debate about whether the Saints should rebuild, when they should have started rebuilding. Should it have been right after Drew Brees? Should it have been right after Sean Payton left? Did they hang on too long? But that there's a little bit of a, I don't want to say pointlessness to that debate, but if they had rebuilt, or if they had tried to hang on, either way, you need to draft better than they've drafted. You know, you cannot miss on the first round picks that they've missed on. And it's been way too many for too long. I mean, the cupboard is pretty bare on this team because, you know, they've drafted one Pro Bowler since 2017. One, Eric McCoy.
Yes.
That's so if they were supposed to rebuild, you know, you got to draft better. If you want to hang on and add in free agency, you still got to draft better to replenish with the older players. So they better hit on this draft. They hung on to all nine picks. That showed a change in approach for them. Didn't trade up for the first time since 2012. So, yeah, like it or not, it's a reset, it's a rebuild, it's a replenish, it's a restock. But they got to hit on these picks. They really do, Mike.
Your thoughts on Kelvin Banks Jr. When you start as an 18-year-old at left tackle at Texas, man, okay, this isn't like, and so Hoss, if you listen to this, don't get upset. This ain't like starting at left tackle at James Madison. I mean, there's a difference
That felt like a direct
yeah.
shot.
But playing left tackle, and that's a difficult position. You're out on an island a lot. You know, and when you're that good as he was, they trusted him. It was funny. We had Archie Manning on, and Archie told me that he had talked to Lil Arch about Kelvin during the season, and he was like, you know, Red, he's the best player on this team. And Archie was, okay, the best lineman? He said, no, the best player on this Texas team. And so, you know, when your quarterback's saying that, and, you know, maybe you got a little prejudice because he's guarding your backside, your blind side with everything. But your thoughts on Kelvin Banks from what you've seen and what you've been able to pick up on his impact and quickly for the Saints?
Yeah, I mean, he's not a sure thing, but I like the concept behind it. Like I said, if you're picking ninth, I don't care how much you've invested in tackles in the past. If you're in the top 10 and you see a left tackle or a defensive end or a quarterback that's worth it, those are foundational pieces. And this isn't projecting a guy who played at Northern Iowa or Houston or James Madison, as you said. I mean, this is Texas, and it's a 3-year starter. And, you know, obviously we're very curious to go out to OTAs and see how quickly he gets to compete for that left tackle job. I mean, it would make perfect sense to me to move Taliesin Fuaga back to right tackle. But if they like Fuaga at left tackle, maybe Banks gets tried out at right tackle or left guard. But I like the idea of having a high enough grade on a guy that plays that position who's been proven against, you know, SEC edge rushers who are, you know, and before that Big 12 edge rushers who are getting drafted left and right. So I like that idea. I mean, this is a 2 or 3 year rebuild. This is a 2 or 3 year reset. You got a chance to pick in the top 10. Hopefully you don't get too many of those chances. They'll probably have another one next year, but go ahead and get your left tackle and hope he starts there for a decade.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mike, one of the things in covering the draft for 40 years is there is not another position, and because of the fact that you have two on the team, right and left tackle, but you look across the NFL today, Mayalatu, who's playing with the Eagles, is one thing because he never played college football. He was a rugby player. And you could say he's the best left tackle in the game. And the Saints got lucky, too, with Teron Armstead getting him in round 3. But think about the best left tackles in football or even right tackles today in football. They are all first-round picks.
That's where you find them.
It's Trent Williams. You can Christian Darrisaw with the Vikings, Joe Alt, and you got Rashawn Slater, and you can go on and on and on with all these left tackles and right tackles. And Jim Finks told me that many years ago, this got to be 1987, he was like, that's the one position, one, that every once in a while you'll find a guy a little bit later, but it's a rarity. Most of the time, those tackles, you can find the centers and the guards later, but the tackles, not going to find them in the later rounds often. And it's funny how, geez, that's almost, you know, basically kind of 40 years ago, but it still applies today in how you draft tackles.
No, I agree. And that's what I said about those premium positions. I think it's the same for defensive ends. Like, you know, if you want to get Myles Garrett and Joe Thomas, that's where you get them. You know, you do get lucky with your Toronto upsets. Obviously, there's exceptions everywhere, and you can miss on those positions early. But yeah, when you look at who are the all pros, very often they were all drafted in the top 10. I mean, you got to do this like the Lions did. You got to get your Penei Sewell. You got to get your Aiden Hutchinson the next year. You got to get your, you know, I mean, and if you go out looking to fill those spots in free agency, you're paying 30. Actually, those are positions that don't hit free agency.
They don't hit it.
I mean, yeah. So you're not even paying $30 million. You're not even allowed to get those guys in free agency. They won't ever show up there. So, I totally agree. That's the way to do it. Now, I mean, that's also where you have to take your chance on quarterback. Not that you don't have a big history of quarterbacks being drafted in the second round, because it rarely happens. Either it's a guy who's worthy of a first-round pick, or you dip down into the day three. Last year was a hilarious example where six guys went in the top 12 at quarterback, and then Spencer Rattler was the seventh one drafted at 150. Less than once a year you'll find an actual second-round quarterback. So Tyler Shuck's a real mystery, but if they find a guy that they can actually go forward with at that spot, that's a cheat code, but that's why it's a big if.
You know, we had Drew Brees on last weekend. I was telling him, you know, look at the Eagles. They got Jalen Hurts in round two, but you know, a lot of those second-round pick quarterbacks don't make it. He was like, hey, you forgot about one, because he was a second-round pick quarterback.
He's
quick to remember that, and I think that's always some motivation, because he's told me in the past, I got calls from teams late in round one that they were going to pick him or trying to trade up to get him, and that didn't happen. You brought up the edge rushers, and I want to get your thoughts on Chase Young. He was the one big money free agent guy this offseason, and they spent quite a bit of money, didn't let him test the market for free agency. We saw last year he stayed healthy. He did get a lot of pressures. Now, there's a difference between pressures and sacks. And so he's got to close the deal on that. But your thoughts on long-term deal for Chase Young, and does he have that upside to make that next step? And, you know, maybe Bo Davis is the guy to do it for him.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a couple of things about him. I mean, we're talking money and what free agency is now. So they pay $17 million a year for Chase Young. That's less than half of what the Browns just re-upped Myles Garrett for. And then Michael Parsons topped that. So now, guys, the premium edge rushers are going over 40 a year now. So 17 a year is less than half of that. And that's probably fair for Chase Young. If he was a proven guy, he'd be in the 30s. He'd be making double what he's making. So he's not a proven guy. He's tantalizing. Oh, my gosh. When he showed up on the practice field during camp last summer, I was like, this is a guy, the Saints have never had a guy that looks like this. And he shows it in glimpses, but he doesn't show it full time. He doesn't show it consistently. And that's why he hasn't hit big in two straight free agency years. But you do like a lot of things. I mean, he stayed healthy after the neck surgery last year, played every single game. He seemed to be a good fit in the locker room. He wanted to come back. He should be a year healthier. He's got an entire offseason now. He's still just 25, 26 years old. So it's a good bet to make. So it's not like going out and signing a 32-year-old, not going and spending that money on Za'Darius Smith. He's on this team's timetable. If that works out, and by year three he becomes a premier defensive end, that'll fit this team's timetable. So I do like that at least.
The other thing, too, is Woody is 25 years old. So if I'm going to spend that kind of money.
Maybe he hasn't even turned 26 yet. Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm going to spend that money, I don't want to spend it on a 32-year-old guy.
Yep,
I want to spend it on the 20-something-year-old guy who I see has, and that's a dreaded word too, potential, but he does have some skill set there that could take it to another level. Your thoughts, Mike, on the final question here would be, what are you looking for this team to add? And it could be in the offseason, during training camp, whatever.
Yeah.
I've said cornerback for me for sure. Still need a receiver, a veteran quarterback. I don't see how you enter the season without having somebody that hasn't kind of walked down that football aisle before. And you've got so many young guys on the team already. But I'll get your thoughts on the veteran quarterbacks and certainly the the needs on this team that still are there.
That quarterback position's been picked pretty clean. I mean, you could go out and you could add a Carson Wentz, but I don't know if you're just chasing something there. Talk Teddy Bridgewater out of retirement or you know, let him fly home to coach his high school games on Fridays. I don't know. But, you know, because, I mean, they got four guys in the building now with, you know, obviously you could replace Hayner, you could replace Hunter Deckers, but I don't know for sure, and Kellen Moore made a good point. They got Kellen Moore, Doug Nussmeier, and Scott Tolzien. I mean, there's quarterbacks out there that are serving as backups for teams that are the same age as Kellen Moore right now. So they do have NFL quarterbacks in the room. I'm not positive they're going to go that route, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised. It's just been picked really clean by this time of the offseason. Corner is a position where you can find some talent. We've been talking about Asante Samuel.
Yes.
He's still just 25 years old, which, again, if he's healthy, it's funny. He had the neck surgery, and they're waiting for his next medical recheck in July before he signs with the team, so everyone feels good about it. Maybe gets a little more money or a little more security in his deal. Reminds me a lot of Chase Young. Get him at the discount now if he fits. He could be a part of the rebuild. I like that bet, even though I think like Keenan Allen makes so much sense for this team. Again, I kind of like somebody that might be a part of the future, and I'm not spending too much just on this current roster.
Mike, the other thing, too, is I think people don't realize, I've been told by a couple agents, how close the Saints were to get Charvarius Ward. Now, he went to Indy
instead. It's a position they were very interested in,
And it was almost a quick strike. They wanted Ward right off the bat. It just didn't turn out for him. So I still think, you know, you adding young pieces, but the experience at corner, I think, man, you can get that depth whittled down really, really quick. Do you think it'll be a big battle, punter, kicker? That would be my last one for you.
I love the punter that they signed. Look, I'm not trying to throw – and I actually think Thomas Moore said entering the mix would be a good idea too, but – you know, if you want it to be Hayball, at least make him compete. The thing I didn't like is the level of investment the last 2 years with, obviously, first, why am I drawing a blank, Lou Headley, and then Matthew Hayball. If you're going to go undrafted rookie, that's fine, but don't just, you know, take the 10th best, 12th best one. I think with Burnham, they went out and got the premier guy this year. So if Hayball's going to win that job, he's going to go against stiff competition, and he's going to have to prove it. So I'm really intrigued by Burnett, and I still think Groupie has the edge over Charlie Smith, but I am very excited to see how much more polish we see from Charlie in year two.
Man, I walked up to him. He was at the Super Bowl, and we talked, and we got him on air, and it's like, whoa, this is a big dude as a kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see a lot of guys that size that's a place kicker in the National Football League. And, man, he got some great stories. Man, him and Hebert were going back and forth with one another. And I understood Charlie a lot better than I did Bobby sometimes. But they were talking quick with it. But, man, I think that might be something to really watch because, you know, he's kind of matter-of-factly told us, I've kicked 70, 72-yard field goals in practice. I'm like, it was almost nonchalant. I'm like, whoa, dude, when did that become routine to kick 60-yard-plus field goals? But we see it all across the NFL.
Yeah, no, it'll be really interesting. And obviously, he has to show that he can consistently make 40-yarders to secure that job. But that would be a nice bonus to help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.